It's Tuesday. It's time for...
And now, the Morning Mayhem Show, along with Spoon River Media and Surf Broadband Solutions present Stump the Mayor. With today's question for the Mayor Report, Tom Dermody, here's Joe.
All right, Tom, for today, it's about schools.
Uh-oh. How'd you do in school, Tom?
Well, as I told you, maybe I've told you that I got our wonderful sheriff that I love, John Boyd, through first through third grade. So without me, just think where the city would be or the county would be if I didn't make an effort to get through Sheriff Boyd and his struggles in first through third. At Kingsbury. We are Kingsbury Kings.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So this is about the wife of Dr. William, is it Heilman?
Heilman, yeah.
Who was the superintendent of LaPorte Schools for many, many years. But what most people don't know is his wife was also very involved with schools. She had a school at the northeast corner of Indiana and Osborne, established in 1889, and it was the second school west of the Alleghenies. What kind of school was it?
LaPorte, it's going.
LaPorte has a lot of firsts that people don't really know.
Was it a modeling school?
No.
Well, that didn't go. I got no heads up on this, by the way. No warning, no preparation to even give.
Well, I gave you a full point about just for not playing, just for showing up and donating and getting donations. You're up
right,
2.5.
One more try.
Okay. Wow.
I'm feeling nice.
Nurses'
today.
School.
No, sorry, Tom. Oh. Loser.
That was good.
It was kindergarten.
Oh.
She started a kindergarten, Heilman Kindergarten, and it was the second kindergarten west of the Alleghenies.
But why wouldn't the other school have kindergarten as a part of their school?
They didn't. She was one of the ones that helped institute that back in the...
Nice try, ma'am.
Yeah.
Not nice really. Try. I wasn't even close.
So you have 2.5 points to my one, the second round.
You know, can I just say about school? It used to be, remember sitting, if you got in trouble, sitting in the chair for the principal. And I don't know if it was, because it's just changed now. I don't know if it was because you were nervous about the principal or you were nervous about what was happening when you got home.
When you got home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because you couldn't hide. You couldn't lie because that phone call was coming.
Yes, it was. Yep. What was our question over the weekend about schools? Ask Tom.
What was the last thing? What was the thing you missed most? What was the last thing you did since high school? Name something you haven't done since high school.
Hey, I said parking, okay? You know what my wife said? TPing. So,
yes. Wow. Probably drive-through movie or drive-in movies.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't been to a drive-in since?
I haven't.
Really?
I know they have them in Valpo.
Bass Lake. That's where we hung out all the time when I was a kid down at Knox, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Have you guys been?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah, I have. A couple of times.
Of course, now you watch everything at home.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Don't even go to the shows.
We took our grandkids to the Melody Drive-In down at Bass Lake, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, watched Toy Story with them.
Oh, cool.
And they had a blast sitting outside, you know, and I told my wife, I said, I don't remember ever watching a full movie at this place.
I miss my wife in 80s makeup and the big hair. Uh-huh. I love that.
All right, coming up here, we're going to talk to Mayor Dermody. Joe and I have, at least I'd have a question about a property around here that I ran into, I guess I saw last Tuesday. And I'll tell you the story of how I forgot and how I remembered yesterday, but we'll see what we get from the mayor, his response on that. But right now, it's Brett Young and the song Lady right here on 96.7 The Eagle. 96.7 The Eagle. Brett Young, Lady. And there's Joe.
I wouldn't go that far.
It is 6:46 on a Tuesday morning. It is time to talk to Mayor Tom Dermody, who stops in every Tuesday. And We sit down, please stump the mayor, and then we go after the hard questions. Questions that nobody else will ask but Joe and I.
Yes.
At least ask with your name attached to it.
Oh, I have no problems with that either. I got your personal number, too. I mean, come on. All right, so my first question is, driving out last Tuesday, going to see my mom. I'm down on Indiana Avenue South. I just happened to look to my right in the old Bernanke greenhouses. Things are growing up in there inside the greenhouses. It just looks run down. What's going on with that?
The beautiful Chalick properties. And, you know, we see, and Brian has been such a partner for the city in so many ways. And we just see that as a real opportunity for housing. When you look at 30 by 30 and when you talk about housing, so we're working on the Tibma Bakery. You see Beechwood Lakes. And if you haven't taken, you know, kind of a drive-by, because you can't really get in and out, but amazing with the two homes there and what development that hopefully we're going to soon to be announcing our thoughts, our ideas. You've got the Flaherty and Collins, and I know it looks like they've slowed down on their housing a little bit, the construction, and obviously with all the delays and materials and everything, that's frustrating to me. But yeah, the Chalick properties would be great to turn into housing. And I think you're probably talking about chopping some weeds down too.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, from 35, you can see it.
Yeah.
And you know, if anybody's going through Fox Street around that area, it's like, wow, man. And I don't know why, just I looked and there it was, and I thought, I got a question for the mayor now. He wants to clean up the city.
Absolutely. We're going to continue to do it. And like I said, Brian's been a great partner, so that could be a real opportunity. Don George, not for housing, but we received two bids.
All right.
Oh, nice.
So, yes, and part of that has to be to get that building down, the gaping hole that appears, that's my responsibility. But so we've got our legal executive, Bert Cook from Economic Development, our planner, David Heinold, Nick Minnick. They're going down now evaluating both bids to say what makes sense. And part of that is like, let's get that house down now, gents. Now, mm-hmm. I keep calling it a house. The building down. So, but with that, I also want to say, hey, we've got Sunflower. This is Sunflower Fair Week.
Oh, that's right. Yes. This weekend,
I guess we have over 90 vendors, and I just wanted to throw this out for Joe's purpose, hearing about the wine and so forth. Mm-hmm. Burnham Brewery, Zorn, and Journeyman Distillery be at Sunflower Fair. Not that we're just about alcohol.
No,
but Journeyman since I'm sitting next to Joe.
He just reminded you. I mean, she reminded you of that. I get it.
But Journeyman has good bourbon, too. They make bourbon.
Wow. That's, you know, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough for me to swallow. I'm a weakling, I guess.
Are you?
I'm with you. I can't.
I can't. Toughen you boys up, man.
Yeah. I've told the story why I don't.
But we are, you know, getting towards the end of a budget, and Courtney Parthoon, big shout out to her, our clerk treasurer, our general fund, and we're every year we're getting closer to a structurally balanced budget. And again, even when we were in the legislature, that's what we wanted to do, is make sure we weren't spending more than we had coming in. Now, again, I'm not sure this budget is sustainable for the future. We're going to have to look at revenue opportunities. People want their police. They want their fire. They want their trees. They want their roads done. And but we're going to live within our means. And she has done an amazing job developing how do we keep our people here in LaPorte? Because obviously these days they have choices where to work for good paying jobs. And so we're trying to be competitive, but as well being responsible. So I am excited, and we're going to continue to drive forward. And also I want to give a big shout out as we talk about the Sunflower Fest or Sunflower Fair, Friday night, the first ever Harvest Moon at La Stitch, right there on the north side of Lincoln Way in Monroe. LaPorte County, Edward Jones Financial Advisors coming through to be the sole one sponsor for that. So give them some love. And it's going to be, people said, when I took office, there's nothing to do. And I argue now, we want to wear you out. So on Sunday, you can't wake up unless you're going to church, of course. But Friday night, check it out. All day Saturday, and then night on the Avenue, Saturday night, If you can't find something to do, you're missing out.
Very cool.
Got anything?
No.
All right. My next question is, you know, and I get it out because people will text once in a while. So I'm coming in here. When is Lincoln Way going to be striped? Oh. There's one question I'm asking for.
It's coming. State okay. Indiana, we appreciate their partnership. And I love seeing things brightly striped. So let's get on it. So hopefully yet this fall.
All right. I'm asking for the budget. You talk about, you know, you mentioned roads and everything. Everybody, I'm one. I'd love to see something done with Washington Street right yes. there at the hospital all the way down to, you know, Ludwig's and that area. You've got the wheel tax, isn't it?
Yes.
Or whatever. Is that strictly just for the roads, or has that been used for other things too,
nope.
Tom?
Just the wheel tax, and then the fee, the $1, $2 fee on your trash mm-hmm. are specific to roads. So that generates, you know, depending on the year, $700,000. And then we use those dollars and then community crossings at the state to match. Mm-hmm. Because we only generate $780,000-ish, there's two normal community crossings opportunities, but you have to have the match. We can only do the second match because mm-hmm. we have to build up our money. And so then you get as close to $2 million, but then think about it, as we've talked, $250,000 a lane mile to have new roads. Mm-hmm. And so you can do the simple math. We've got work to do, and we need more funding to do it because people don't like when you just crack, seal, fill the holes. So it's a tough balance. We've got some new ideas, I said, coming up this year, and we've been meeting with some companies. We can't continue to do it the way we've always done it. So we're looking at new technology, new ideas, who does it, and to try to maximize how much road we can get done. And again, there will be some tests, there will be some trials, there will be some new ways to do it, and I can't guarantee they'll always be successful, but we have to be willing to look outside the box, and I'm responsible for that, and I'm accountable, as well as sidewalks. We're trying to pull every penny that we can for sidewalks as well, because we've got work to do, but when you have $20 million worth of sidewalks to do, and you get $50,000 to maybe $100,000 a year, it's tough. So we just had another meeting yesterday with our kind of projects team to say, are there any new technologies, new ideas for sidewalks as well? And let's look. It doesn't always have to be the way we've done it. So we're going to get there. I may be laying flat on my back while we do it, or they might put sidewalks over me. I think some of them want to, but yes, we've got work to do.
All right. Somebody text here also, and I don't think you have anything to do with this. Is anything being done about LaPorte Dollar Tree? Something is leaking through the ceiling, aisles are blocked, ceiling is falling. It's definitely becoming a big customer hazard.
Dollar Tree there on the east end. You know, I will let code enforcement know, because we definitely want, and I'm going to mark that in my little travel part. And Jackie texted me, by the way, not to get off topic. There is a Saturday night street dance. That's the,
oh, nice.
Oh, another one. Wow.
A night on the Ave.
All right.
That is that night on the Ave. So Jackie D's been on the committee. Thank you.
Growing up, we always had street dances, and then
you were the one on the pole, weren't you?
No. What we did, Dennis, is you had all the alleys, and you would go down the alleys, and you find like a little doorway that was kind of like, you know, inward, and then you would kind of go in there and make out.
Mm.
What does that term mean? I've never heard that term before. So yeah, I mean, there is a lot happening. Then we come back in early October at the Civic for the concert. You know, the Tom Petty cover band, John Cougar Mellencamp. It was great. Hoosier Star this past weekend, Tim King. So I'm telling you what, everywhere, every day, there's something going on. 363-7293 is my cell. You can follow us, Tom Dermody, City of LaPorte Facebook page. But I'll tell you what, we've got people that work extremely hard. Do we do everything perfect? Absolutely not. But my only thing is, hey, just call, ask. But we're not the whipping boy, sometimes we jump back and we bite back, and because when it gets personal, no one has to take that. So just ask your question. We don't run from it, but understand we take the same tone that you ask in, and we're going to come at you if you can't get, if you decide to get personal. I love our team, and I'll stand for our team. Ask your question, and we're going to get you an answer. And our goal is every day to make the city of LaPorte better. But we're all in this together, so act like it.
All right. Mayor Dermody, thank you as always stopping by. We appreciate it. Thanks for your help on last Friday, too, with Roof Set.
Oh,
really appreciate
amazing
what
you guys have done. So, over 40.
46,000, almost 47,000 now.
I mean, think about what that does for the kids that may not have a Christmas.
This community is unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, you're seriously unbelievable. And you guys, in many ways.
Well, thank
you. Yes,
he
is.
Appreciate
good
it
and bad, right? Unbelievable. Right. But no, I mean,
I'll stick up for Dennis.
The effort that you've developed on this 19th year, if you just said, look, because I know all the work that you must put in to prepare for that and all the volunteers, it's just amazing. But you sitting up there, all of you, between you and Joe, making this
not
difference
me
for kids.
Hey,
I gave you some radio, but Dennis has been the key to making a difference for these kids' Christmas. And like you said, sometimes it's just coats and clothes and not toys. So there's still time to donate. And then are you looking for volunteers for the shop?
You know who you need to talk to? One Miss Courtney Parthoon.
Oh, really?
Courtney and Ashley Noel are heading that up for us. Courtney came back to help out. You've got a winner. I'm telling you right there.
Yeah. Amazing. So Jackie and I are in. We'll take somebody shopping.
Yeah, let her know.
We're in. So, all right, 363-7293. You guys have a great day. And do I get a warning for next week's question? What topic are we looking at? I'll put Joe on the spot.
Yes, I already, because I had two questions for today. So,
next week's topic?
It's going to have to do with the bell. That's all I'm going to say.
A bell. LaPorte proud, baby. I'm coming back with the bell. See ya.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Mayor Tom Dermody. And, of course, Mayor Dermody up here every Tuesday morning starting at 6:30 for Stump the Mayor. And 100% fiber internet brought to you by Surf Broadband Solutions, a proud sponsor of Stump the Mayor and Mayor Tom Dermody.